A day after tribal leaders and governors in all 50 states received a letter from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell paid a visit to the Spokane Indian tribe. She said Thursday changes under the Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, closed some long-standing loopholes in the law. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
During her visit, Jewell said a disproportionate number of tribal youth are being placed in the non-tribal foster care system.
Without any credible effort being made by the states to place those children in a family structure and a community structure that honors their heritage and their culture.
The new rules require state courts to ask all participants at the beginning of custody proceedings about a child's heritage. As well, only tribes can determine if a child is Indian. A spokeswoman from the National Indian Child Welfare Association says no organizations or agencies at the state or federal level track the number of kids placed under ICWA. The group's most recent estimates say one-third of the Northwest's Native population was under the age of 19. High-ranking government officials don't come to Welpin at Washington often.
Our voice is clearly being heard.
Jason Campbell is the CEO of Sovereign Power, the Spokane Indian Tribe's energy company. He says usually tribal leaders have to go to the nation's capital for this kind of conversation. The Spokane tribe is a sovereign nation, and you could say Welpinit is the capital. There's a clinic, a public safety building, and the cars even have their own black and green
can
license
talk here?
Plates.
Want to walk and talk? Yeah.
Let's walk and talk.
Yeah, let's walk okay. And talk and drive.
Campbell was among leaders who offered Interior Secretary Sally Jewell a tour.
All right, Jason,
Robin. Let's walk and
tell
talk.
Me about it.
Thank you.
They discussed all, many needs as an excited group of women gathered nearby.
Spokane tribe's been recognized. It's about time, you know. I'm Nancy Raymond, and I'm from the Spokane Indian Reservation. I lived here my whole life.
I'm Clarissa Thatcher, and I'm from Welpinit.
If you could choose, what would you want to see happen here on the reservation?
There's a long list of stuff that can be improved on here.
The tribe was selected to participate in a federal initiative meant to boost economic prosperity. Secretary Jewell says that effort will continue despite the outgoing Obama administration.
That doesn't matter. It's the programs and the structure in the career staff that facilitates moving this forward.
Two federal staff members will be dedicated to helping the tribe with long-term projects. I'm Emily Schwing in Welpinit.